Let me speak to Linda, who's in the line. Good morning, Linda.
Oh, good morning, Frank.
Linda, I'm saddened by the news that the oil has been stolen from Whitehaven Respite Unit.
Yes,
and,
it was.
You know, this is a very important service that you provide at Whitehaven. Just remind us what you do out there.
Well, Whitehaven is a short breaks unit in Whitehead, and it's part of the Northern Trust, and we provide short breaks to approximately 50 children within the Northern Trust who have severe learning disabilities and or physical disabilities, children with complex healthcare needs, and children with autism.
So someone arrived and took the oil out of the tank, the oil that's used to heat the home for these special children.
That's right, Frank. The way it appears, though, that's what's happened. What has happened is we had closed Whitehaven at about 7:30 on 31st of December. We didn't reopen again until the 2nd of January at 1 o'clock. Now, the staff would have been in at 1 o'clock and children were due to arrive at 2. But it was, as the day progressed, we realised the building was very, very cold and went upstairs and realised there was no heat in any of the bedrooms. And unfortunately, we weren't able to provide the short breaks for those children.
It's very sad to think that anyone will steal oil from anywhere, but that they would go to a facility like that. And I'm quite sure there's probably at least one sign on your premises that says what sort of service you provide. But regardless of that, the people who did it, they couldn't care less about special needs children. They only see the fat check that they're going to get themselves. And in they go, siphon off the oil and leave the place.
That's right.
in the coldness.
Okay. And I think if you're right there, they probably didn't care less because, these children are probably one of the most vulnerable children in society. And they can't be here when it's cold. I mean, as I say, a lot of these children have very complex needs. And we are part of a good local community in here. I mean, everybody in Whitehead knows who we are and what we provide. And we have a lot of support from our local businesses here. So for somebody to come in and just disrupt this service, it's a service here which is for all of the community. It was very distressing. And in particularly that day, I mean, we had 5 children who were due in for their short breaks. They all came in, like I said, at 2 o'clock. But there was one particular child who was very, really devastated about this. This was a child, it was his first overnight that night. And, you know, the staff and the children and that parent had worked very, very hard in phasing this child in. These are children that can't just come in for an overnight willy-nilly. They have to be prepared. So this child had built up a relationship for the past number of months. It was his first overnight. He was very, very, very excited. Couldn't wait to be shown to his bedroom, couldn't wait to get a bath, get his pajamas on. And then for us to tell him he had to go home, he was so distraught. And these children, because some of these children have autism, they don't understand. It takes so much preparation work for them to come in and explain what's happening to them. So then to be told last minute, no, you're now going home.
And was there no way that you could have got oil at that short notice?
We did try, but because of the oil, but trying to get it bled and getting an engineer out, we just weren't able to do that. And I think it was more of a quick judgment call. Do we have these children in with the unit being as cold as it is? We didn't know at what stage we would be able to get the oil in. We didn't know what stage an engineer would be able to come back in and get the system bled up. And we had to make that judgment call. And even with this unit is a very old building. So even when we did get the oil, it takes several hours before the heat would come in. And I would say the bedrooms would probably be the last rooms that would heat up substantially. And obviously the children couldn't have slept in the cold here.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's sad. It's sad to think that people thieve off other people. Unfortunately, they do, and they don't care who they leave in their wake. Let's hope someone with some information can contact the PSNI on 101.
Frank, we did actually have very good news this morning because, I mean, the Northern Ireland oil industry has been in contact with us. And they have been fantastic in donating 1,000 litres of oil to us, and it was from AH Fuels by Solo Direct. So we are very appreciative. I mean, for those people who are doing these horrible things, these terrible things to people, there are so many people out there who do good things. And like I said, I mean, we do have such good support here within the Whitehead community, but also, as I said, from the Northern Ireland oil industry, it's fantastic that they have come to us at a time that we do need this oil.
Absolutely. And who was responsible for the free oil? Who were they again?
AH Fuels, and it was by through Solo Direct.
Good stuff. Listen, thanks to the companies. Thanks indeed. Nice gesture. Nice gesture.
Fantastic.
Linda, may your facility continue to go from success to success. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Many thanks, Frank.
That's Linda Guthrie, who's the Acting Deputy Manager there. Disappointing, isn't it, when you're targeted by people who are only interested in taking from you.